Did you ever really stare at me like I stared at you?
Welcome
to
Black Stripes or White Keys.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That's Woo. What you're listening to.
That's true.
On your drive home, in your campus dorm. I was going to say bedroom, but I'm like, what are those called again? Dorms, apartments.
Yeah.
Whatever you listen on, wherever you listen on.
We're here.
Just for you.
Yes.
I don't know why, but these headphones make the microphone sound really weird.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I just changed my headphones. I was like, can you actually hear me?
So no, weird. I can hear you, yeah.
I can hear you.
Okay, cool. The headphones just sound strange. But I hope it doesn't sound strange to you guys out there.
Or maybe they like strange. This is a strange hour.
Maybe this is psychedelic. I don't know.
Psychedelic.
Yes. Like, it's not quite a robot sound. Do you know, have you ever called someone on the phone and then they sound like a robot.
Yeah, and their voice is like, hello.
Yeah. They're like, oh. That happened to me a lot lately. I don't know if it has to do with my old... I just got a new phone, but my old phone... I don't know if it was because my phone was old or because there was no Wi-Fi or... I don't know. No cellular service. There is a really bad cellular service on campus.
Maybe not here because we're up really high.
Yeah, not here, but there's certain buildings I just...
You just can't get any service there.
It's actually, like, I noticed freshman year in Houston, I used to never get service. I mean, I did, but it was, like, it was very spotty down there in the basement.
It's because we were in the basement.
I know, but it's also spotty in the Barnum basement, and it really annoys me because all the, a lot of my courses are, like, down there because the film department's in the basement and I'm always there now.
You've spent a large part there, of your college I practically
live in Barnum this semester with all the stuff going on.
Wow. So. Do you spend a lot of time in basements?
Well, it's kind of weird because I'll be spending more time in the basement, but so far I've been spending the most time in Barnum on the second floor, which does have service. Because they have a studio and a green room up there, which all the thesis students have been just, like, loading their stuff in there. Uh-huh. But there's an editing suite in the basement, like a little room that has a computer and a really big TV where you can have the monitor and, like, all the fancy stuff to edit. So I'll probably be spending time in there a lot. Going forward now that I'm almost done filming my short film.
Pri, congratulations.
Thank you.
Pri.
I was thinking maybe we could do some film conspiracies this week. We've never done that before.
Yeah. Let's do it.
And I'm sure there are.
Yeah, you would know.
Like, I can't think of one, like, off the top of my head, but they're totally there are conspiracies with, you know, film, like, Hollywood or whatever.
Yeah, or, like, there's, like, some movies that are, like, haunted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know which ones. I want to say Poltergeist, but I feel like that's not true. I don't know.
Which one? There's multiple versions.
Like, the oldest first one?
The first one?
Or, I don't know. I feel like there's some horror movie that was, like, actually haunted. Maybe it was The Conjuring. I don't know. Yeah.
I wouldn't believe The Conjuring was haunted, to be honest.
I didn't like it either.
I'm so glad. I'm not the only one that didn't like The Conjuring.
I was actively laughing. It was so bad.
Well, you know what it was? Is it was so hyped up. Mm-hmm. And I watched it years after it came out. Mm-hmm. So I was going into this being like, oh, everyone thought this was, like, the best horror movie, like, when it came out. So I'm like, okay, it's gonna be good. And then I was like, this is so generic and not good.
Yeah, it just wasn't.
It just wasn't. If you agree with us about The Conjuring, you should let us know somehow. We have a Facebook page.
Post on our Facebook page.
We do have a phone, but we probably don't know how to answer. We do.
It's been a while.
But it's been a while, yeah.
Mistakes could happen.
Yeah.
Mistakes could be made.
Very well could be made. although we do have a... Oh, here's the phone answering thing, but I couldn't tell you if I could really do it. yeah.
Okay. After 4 years, we have no technical
skills. No, we can do it. We could do it, but, yeah. I believe that... We can operate technology. You're a computer science major. You know these things.
I don't know phone things. We've been doing this for literally 4 years, and I'm still scared of people calling in.
We've done it, though.
Yeah, we used to do a lot.
It's stressful.
Yeah, it is stressful. But yeah. So is life. So maybe we shouldn't avoid stress.
Life is stressful. But since life is stressful, we should listen to some music.
We should listen to the music, because you know what's not stressful? Music.
I don't know if all music is not stressful.
Yeah, metal's definitely stressful.
But we're gonna try to play some not stressful music.
Yeah, maybe a little stressful, since...
Just a little... Well, by stressful, we mean angsty.
Yeah, we're gonna play highly angsty music. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, what's next?
Lipstick on the Glass. Oh, by Wolf Alice. I believe you added this. Woo!
then again it will be. Though the course may change sometimes, rivers always reach the sea. Baby, that's all right with me. In the midst, I think of you and how it used to be. We'll be right back.
snitch of the century. Nobody could change your mind.
Nobody could change your mind.
You're listening to WMFM Medford. That was Carry the Zero by Built to Spill. Before that, we listened to Nobody Could Change Your Mind by Generationals and 10 Years Gone by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what we have for you?
A PSA.
Whoa. Should we do the full version, the shorter version, or the shortest version?
When I pulled it up, I just, like, was going to do the middle one.
I feel like we should do the full version.
Okay, do the full version.
All right. When your loved one needs help getting around, you're more than just a daughter or a son. You're their driver, personal shopper, and finance manager. And then before you know it, you're their cook, personal assistant, physical therapist, and even nurse. When you start taking care of a loved one, you don't realize the challenge of playing so many roles. AARP understands the many roles you play, and to help, they've created an online caring resource center for the over 42 million caregivers in the U.S. who are caring for a parent or a loved one. Now caregivers finally have a place where that they can ask for help. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find local resources and connect with experts in the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to find resources. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I don't think we've ever read this one.
Yeah, I thought it looked important to read. So,
you know, people, you know, when you get, it's full circle. When you're a baby, you gotta be taken care of. When you're old, you gotta be taken care of.
You always have to be taken care of. I don't know. I just feel like sometimes we do sillier PSAs, like the latter one. But, you know, I thought that one could actually be of use to someone out there.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce your request song?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, Danny requested a song that is off the newly released Beach House double album, Once Twice Melody. And this song is called Superstar. Yes. He likes it, so I said it should probably be pretty decent.
Wait, I put the wrong one in. Keep talking.
Oh, well, I heard on the radio the other day that I was listening to Sirius XM, which my dad and I have opinions. He thinks that the radio personalities on Sirius XM are lame. Which, I mean, some of them are. But, anyway, they were accepting, like, people's thoughts on the album. I wonder what their thoughts are. I haven't listened to it yet. So, let's have thoughts on this song from it.
Okay. Yeah. Wait. Thoughts are happening. Thank you.
in over a month. And not even once did it start to make sense to me.
We're back again.
Hello.
And we're here for some funny business.
Also, that was Hot Hot Heat by Middle of Nowhere. Wait, no, sorry. That was Middle of Nowhere by Hot Hot Heat. I lost the computer. Okay. It's
you,
over there.
You,
I can't see anything.
It's all right.
We're moving around a lot today. Like,
yeah, we are. I mentioned my film before, and I had another logistical mini crisis. Yeah. Not really a crisis, but
you know, crises happen.
I've had a lot of those this week.
Yeah, this is like a crisis week. But anyway, you're listening to Dummy of Phil Medford. I know we're gonna say
radio.
That later again.
Yeah.
But it's we do something on our show called Conspiracy Crackdown where we
talk about conspiracies or like random things, but we do like not bad ones. I mean, some of them are bad, but you know what I mean. We try to keep it fun.
Yeah, but it's time for
Conspiracy Crackdown.
Today we're going to talk about a fan theory, which is conspiracy adjacent, because I would argue that fan theories
are conspiracy theories. Yeah.
And
they're just usually about the fictional world.
Yeah,
This is, like, relevant because Kayla's into film stuff.
And we were just talking about my crises, so I was like, well, maybe we should do some, like, film conspiracies. We talked about this on air already.
Yeah, earlier, but I doubt that not everyone's listening for
you know, we just reiterate.
But today, I think we're going to talk about the movie Titanic. Yes. And goodhousekeeping.com actually, of all websites, has a list of movie conspiracy theories.
Or fan theories, yeah.
And this one is that Jack Dawson, the main love interest in Titanic, is a time traveler. Now, I can read what they said because it's short, like verbatim.
I haven't seen this movie in a long time, so I can't tell you if I'm on board with this.
Well, like, summary of the beginning, he shows up on the boat, and he, Rose, the, like, is she's the protagonist, he's the love interest, I guess, but they're kind of interchangeable. She's there also, and then they fall in love deeply, and then, but as you know, it's the Titanic, so things don't go well. But... Okay, this is what Good Housekeeping has to say about Jack Dawson. According to a popular fan theory, Jack is actually from the future and only boards the Titanic to save Rose's life. And there's plenty of evidence to prove it. The most obvious clue is that Jack mentions Lake Wissota as a lake he once fished in, as well as a roller coaster at Santa Monica Pier, except that both of these sites didn't exist until years later, after the Titanic sank in 1912. Need more evidence? Just take a look at Jack's out-of-place hairstyle and fashion for the time period, including a rucksack he's seen carrying that actually wasn't popular until the 1930s.
All right.
And I think this checks out because, you know, especially the out-of-place hairstyle thing, because I know that, like, after Titanic, like, the Jack hairstyle became like a huge thing, and every like guy wanted to look like that because he was
because the movie came out in the 90s,
right? Well, okay, did he, okay, I guess so, he already had this hairstyle, like, was this hairstyle already a thing?
I think he was like that, yeah.
Okay, well, it's still out of place. 90s
well, just
hairstyle,
like, it doesn't fit the time period.
Yeah, 90s mean. Hairstyle doesn't fit the time period of the whenever the Titanic sank, 1912. The Titanic sank in 1912. That's, yeah. So.
Oh, they do have a good point about those other, like, an what are those, anachronisms when things aren't the right time? Yeah.
Yeah. How does he know future stuff if he's from the past? People don't look critically enough at this.
No, they don't. Oh, this other one they have is actually, I've heard of this theory before.
What?
So they have another theory.
Is this a spoiler? Wait, don't do a spoiler.
No, not about, not a Titanic spoiler. Okay. It's about Finding Nemo. That Nemo doesn't actually exist. That Marlin is just imagining it and is a way to cope with the death of his son. Like, Nemo actually died in the beginning with the wife.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. That's, like, super...
It's pretty dark.
...screwed up.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of fan theories, I feel like they have, like, a dark side to them.
I mean, most dark fan theories, conspiracy theories, all that, they all do, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. They're all about some dark things. But, yeah. Send us your fan theories on our Facebook page if you want to.
Oh, wow. Nemo means nobody in Latin. That's some subliminal messaging.
Is that? I guess that works with the theory, huh?
Yeah, it does.
I like that movie. It's really cute.
Finding Nemo is good.
It really tugs on the heartstrings.
This is a weird theory. They have a theory about Greece that Sandy dies at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Well, yeah, so...
What? I don't get that one. Greece is stupid anyway.
Wait, you don't like Greece? Wait, can we talk about that?
Well, like... you can watch it once, and that's all you ever have to watch it.
No, it gets better every
time.
No,
it doesn't.
It gets better.
It gets worse.
It's a musical. You watch musicals multiple times because you know the songs. You know the...
the music's really good. The dancing's really good. The story is horrible, like, when you think about it. Like, it's change yourself for a man.
Did she change herself for a man, or did she liberate herself for a man? For herself.
Probably kind of both. Like, in one way, she totally changed herself because she was too goody two-shoes for him, and she wanted him to like her. But then at the same time, it was her, like, discovering sexuality, so yeah, it's kind of a little bit of both.
I feel like you could argue that Sandra Dee just wanted to be the person that she thought society expected her to be, and she was stuck being this person, but then at the end of the movie she realized that she actually had all this hotness inside of her.
I mean, yeah, but also, like, it still was a decision to make it because of a dude.
Yeah, okay, like,
so, like, there's some, it's a little tainted, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, no, when I saw that movie, the first thing I thought was, wow, she just changed herself for a guy. That is what I thought. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I don't know. I just like the other side more.
We could look into it, you know? We're gonna give a thoughtful evaluation.
I think I like hot Sandra more than old Sandra, so that's why I want hot Sandra to be her true self.
I think we're supposed to like hot Sandra more.
Yeah, she's fun.
Yeah, you know, she's got her cool leather outfit. She's smoking cigarettes.
That's not fun, kids. That's not fun.
No, I mean, but that at the time, that was seen as cool, you know? Like,
don't smoke.
Yeah, don't. It's bad. It's bad for you. But in the 1950s through, like, 90s or whatever, it was cool to smoke. Although, apparently, I read this article that, like, smoking has gone up again among young people. Which I find kind of surprising, but then at the same time, I don't, because the world is annoying.
You know? I mean, like, do you mean, like, they're, like, doing, like, the vapes?
No, like, actually, like, cigarette, like sales have gone up in the past year.
Maybe it's because they're addicted.
For the first time in a while.
They're addicted to their liquid nicotine, and so that's why they need, and so when they the stop real thing, with that, they need the smoke and stuff.
I don't know. It's so expensive, though.
Yeah.
Like, cigarette. Like, I feel like, you know, you gotta... It's a commitment. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something else, but I totally forgot.
That's okay.
It wasn't about that like, smoking statistics.
Was it about the conspiracy?
It probably was.
Was it about the... I just think
that... No, I was gonna say... Not, she's not only cool because, you know, of the smoking thing, but because they fly away in a car at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool.
I want a flying car.
Yeah. That was so cool. And you didn't expect it because the rest of the movie adhered to the laws of physics.
Yes, in reality, yes.
And then all of a sudden they're flying in this car and you're like, whoa, I didn't know that Grease was a fantasy movie.
Yeah. Well, it is a musical.
Right.
So they kind of do things weird in those. They do weird things in those.
That's true. Like have flying cars.
Whoa. This theory... there's a lot of theories about people being imagined. This theory is in Ferris Bueller's Day Off that Ferris is a figment of Cameron's, like, his best... The friend with the car. His imagination... But I don't get that, because the movie is mostly about Ferris and from his point of view, so I feel like this theory is dumb.
that's a good point. It's kind of hard to
like,
think of him.
He's totally
as being...
not in it nearly as much.
Yeah, I read through all of these well beforehand and just decided to go that we should talk about the Titanic one. But I read through these and I saw those and, like, dude, all of these fan theories are, like, super crazy and... I just really appreciate all the things that people can come up with. Like, fans, you know, they're so dedicated that they find a new way to experience the thing that they like. They find a whole new way to view it because they just love it so much.
That's true.
That's so cool.
And also, I think that's, like, what people make art for, is for people to dissect it and think all these things about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
What?
Aladdin, the movie, is set in a post-apocalyptic future. Ever wonder how Genie made so many pop culture references like that on that spot on? Because it's a Disney movie. They gotta appeal to the adults in the crowd. Despite having been locked up in the lamp for 10,000 years, one hypothesis suggests that Aladdin isn't actually set in the past, as many might believe, but is in fact... This is a lame theory, because they just don't understand the concept of breaking the fourth wall or things being meta.
Good point. I like that it's about time traveling, though, because I like these time travel ones.
Yeah, time travel is pretty cool. I wish I could time travel. Yeah, although all the time travel movies always talk about how you can mess things up when you time travel, and then everything's changed forever, and it's usually not for the better.
If you go in the past, what if you go in the future? Can you mess up the future?
Oh, I mean, if you go to the future, you can mess up the future from the future. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the future after that future.
Whoa.
Because there is no future, you know what I mean? If time is continuous, then there's always, you know?
I'm not smart enough for this discussion.
Okay. I feel like you get what I mean.
Well, you're listening to...
91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, WMFO Medford.
Yes.
Yes.
And... I think we'll play you out with one more song. What's our last song today?
I don't know. Oh, can you get into my...
No, you have to get into your computer.
I love our technical difficulty. This tennis song.
Tennis?
Tennis.
We got tennis. All right, let's rock and roll. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Children there.